In this bulletin, an Australian man found guilty of murder released from an immigration centre in Bulgaria. An Iranian man said to become the first person to be refused transfer to Australia under the Medivac legislation. And in football, the Bulgarian Football Union charged over a racial incident. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Bulgaria has released Australian Jock Palfreyman, who was convicted of murder in 2009, from an immigration detention centre. It comes more than 3 weeks after a court granted him parole, sparking a political controversy. The 32-year-old has served 11 years of a 20-year sentence for the murder of a young Bulgarian law student during a street melee in 2007. Palfreyman maintains he acted in self-defence. He says he'd prefer to live in Bulgaria, but won't attempt to leave until he has the right to do so.
Many people probably think that I have had protection from Australia for the last 12 years, but the truth is that the people who have helped me were Bulgarians, and I trust them.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's concerned Palfreyman is being denied the right to return to Australia. An Iranian asylum seeker with a history of violence is set to become the first person to be refused transfer to Australia under the so-called Medivac legislation. Doctors had recommended the man accompany his 21-year-old daughter from Nauru to Australia for psychological treatment. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has tabled documents in Parliament detailing his decision to block the father on national security grounds. Mr. Dutton says he has reason to believe the man would expose the Australian community to what he called a serious risk of criminal conduct. Human Rights Watch is calling on the federal government to ban the use of chemical restraints on older Australians with dementia. The group's Fading Away report details 35 aged care facilities in New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria where sedatives are routinely used to control residents. Human Rights Watch's Australian director, Elaine Pearson, says the problem is likely to be even more widespread.
The government knows that this is a problem, and the government has funded multiple cases of academic research to look at how widespread this is. So while we documented this problem in 35 facilities, we know that that is just scratching the surface.
The Prime Minister has defended his government's economic policies during question time. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says forecasters say that the world is facing difficult times ahead.
The OECD has downgraded its growth forecast for Australia by twice as much as the G20. And the IMF has downgraded its growth forecast for Australia by four times more than other advanced economies. Why doesn't the government have a plan to turn the economy around?
Scott Morrison says the Coalition's policy is to maintain financial discipline in the face of any economic uncertainty.
They can rely on us to keep our heads and remain calm and stable. Labor's policies are policies of panic and chaos.
In football, Europe's governing body has opened disciplinary proceedings against Bulgaria following a racist chant during a match with England on Monday. England ran out 6-0 winners in the European Championship qualifier, but the game was twice halted during the first half. The Bulgarian Football Union has been charged because of the home supporters' behaviour, which included monkey chants and Nazi salutes directed at English players. Rosin Wood from the anti-racism group Kick It Out says stronger action needs to be taken.
I think it has to be more drastic now, to be honest. I think Bulgaria's been fined before, as other countries have. They played last night in a partially closed stadium that didn't seem to have any impact on it. So I think UEFA now has to take strong leadership and actually say enough is enough and actually now start looking at stronger sanctions.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny and 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Rain for Melbourne, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, wind with possible shower and 16. Wollongong, a possible morning shower, 22. A windy day in Sydney and cloudy, 26. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32, and Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.